We read from Romans 15 yesterday, and in verse 3 it says, "For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me." And that's a reference to Psalms 69. And then the next verse says, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime are written for our learning, that we through patience or endurance and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope." So right here in this context, in the only use of the word hamathumadon, we have a reference to the Old Testament and the things that were written aforetime. And they will set a foundation for us, because in so many ways we learn from these Old Testament records. See, we can follow the first century believers who followed their forefathers' example of pursuing God's will, because they didn't have anything written other than Genesis through Malachi. So everything was verbal. Pretty interesting. And the early Christians took it to a new level following the ministry of Jesus Christ to set up a one accord on the accomplished work of Christ. And last night we handled the result of a genuine one accord, a unity on the will of God will always be a glory to God. And then those that are strong in the faith of Jesus Christ, what he's accomplished, what ends up happening is they don't judge their brothers and sisters. What they do is they encourage and they support one another. They don't get into quarreling on opinions. And they accentuate, highlight, and really bring to a pinnacle point the accomplished work of Christ, and that's what we're all after. And then this morning, we're going to move into even more practical categories of the one accord concept. Our first one is going to be regarding a one accord genuinely begins with God. God moving. He moves in people. And this teaching identifies the initiator of a one accord, which is God. And an example is when God sent His gift of Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost some 2,000 years ago. The timing was just so perfect because they waited on the Lord when all the variables were to come together, and they initiated in so many ways what we would call today the Christian church, those 12 apostles. Just fantastic. Then we're going to move into when God moves, someone has to recognize God moving. Right? So that's what a leader is. And a leader can have a title or not have a title. It has nothing to do with titles. It has to do with humility and courage. And the key to recognizing a moving on the inspiration and God's guidance is so important, because someone has to do that. And then others will join in and follow. And those individuals that recognize the movement of God are like catalysts. Then we're going to move into a very important category of humility. Humility is a requirement when it comes to one accord. It is not for the boastful. It is not for the prideful. It is not for those that cannot hear other people. You have to be able to listen to other people. And humility is very important when it comes to engaging in a movement of God. And that really cannot be overstated. The apostles were great examples. They were inspired to move with God with this new gift of Holy Spirit, and then they reached out to others, and they were pricked in their hearts, it says, and they wanted to know, well, what do we do now? And then it moved from there. Then we're going to look at a category of mutual respect. And mutual respect is an environment that Christianity could sure use a lot more of. And it's a recognition of what God did in that person, in Christ Jesus. And this environment is both a benefit and it is a result of really recognizing the accomplished work of Christ. And the first Christians began to see themselves and each other in a totally new way. Not an old way, a new way. And it was seeing each other through the accomplished work of Christ. And that was very key to overcoming comparison and envy and jealousy. And the brethren were just unified. And that's the pattern that we want to follow. Then we're going to look at personal conviction. Because without a personal conviction, you really can't have a one accord. In other words, it's not just we all wear the same t-shirts. It has to be a personal decision by free will to involve yourself and engage yourself in what God is moving and others have been recognizing and are sharing. So this personal conviction is very necessary. And throughout these teachings, you'll see these Old Testament records kind of highlighted at points and illustrating these various and sundry aspects of one accord. We're going to move into boldness, and boldness is a result of one accord, where there's a fearless candor. There is a resolve and a conviction that fuels a bold mindset to speak. And boldness, again, is a result of one accord, and certainly the apostles exhibited this. And they were persecuted, but they didn't back off. They didn't back down because they were speaking for their God. And then one accord in grace and giving. That's a result. Part of the blessings of one accord is where people understand that God's word is a benefit to them and it's not to condemn them. Because throughout this time, there are probably going to be points where you're going to recognize, oops, I shouldn't have done that, or oops, I did do that. But see, you got to move on from that. And part of the grace and giving is to bring the joy and the blessings of living back to the Christian community. And part of that is understanding that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. We own basically nothing. This is all God's. And we steward it for a period of time while we're in these physical bodies before the return of Christ. And that mindset will deliver you beyond anything you can imagine. And then finally, we'll handle one accord and culture. And we're going to answer what the world is crying out for. Because the world is, in so many ways, politically charged, polarized, and people use buzzwords and they use jargon and they use labels to put people into cubicles, and that basically defines them. But God doesn't say that. We're going to go with what God says, and we're going to look at a higher road above it all that allows you and I to navigate the Christian experience with success, to navigate the Christian experience with confidence, to navigate the Christian experience with an enthusiasm to share it with others, not to win them to a group, but to win them to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and usher them into a greater and a fuller experience of a relationship with their Heavenly Father. So we have a lot to cover. Enjoy.